There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, it's Eric. Welcome to Listen to Sleep, the podcast where I create gentle, original stories and meditations to help you relax and find a little peace. If you like this podcast, you may also enjoy my other podcast. It's called Awaken Your Myth, and it's where I'll teach you how to use mindfulness and the hero's journey to move through life's challenges. It's a journey to your most authentic self and a life that's closer to your dreams. Just visit awakenyourmyth.com or search for Awaken Your Myth wherever you get your podcasts. At this time of year, the river otters begin to venture up from their river home through the narrow bends of the creek. They come in search of the fingerling trout that thrive in the pools, scattered like mirrors reflecting the sky's autumn colors. In the pools behind the cabin, you can sometimes catch sight of them. They move with a fluid, playful grace, diving and weaving through the clear water. They're such elegant creatures, molded by the rhythms of the wild, chasing their quarry with an expertise honed over generations. Their bodies are like streamlined arrows, finding their mark with an almost effortless precision. It's a scene that weaves the raw beauty of nature with the delicate balance of life here on the mountain. As the otters hunt, they remind us of the seamless connection between all things: the water, the fish, and the rhythm of life. In tonight's original Sleep Mountain tale, we meet a family of otters who live in a cozy den down by the creek. Their story is one of harmony with the cycles of nature and the courage that comes from journeys through the unknown. Before we set off on tonight's journey, I'd like to invite you to a special corner of our cozy storytelling haven, Listen to Sleep Plus. Being a part of Listen to Sleep Plus is like holding a lantern in the quiet of the night, guiding you into the seamless union of storytelling and meditation under a star-speckled sky. The truth is, without your support, I wouldn't be able to continue spinning tales and guiding relaxing meditations, keeping this nurturing sanctuary vibrant and flourishing. And for less than the price of one cup of coffee per month, you'll get access to over 400 ad-free episodes, including 8 full-length sleepy audiobooks that are only available to supporters. For more details, visit listentosleep.com or follow the link in the show notes. Let's take a deep breath in and out. Just letting go of the day, feeling the weight of gravity pulling you deep down into the mattress. And another deep breath in and out. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, no one to be. This is your time, quiet time. And one more deep breath in and out. If you get tired while I'm reading to you, that's okay. Just let yourself drift off. The River Otter's Dreams, a tale from Sleep Mountain. Tucked in a crescent-shaped bend of Sleep Mountain's laziest creek, there lived an otter family whose cozy den was lined with the fluffiest moss and the warmest rays of the setting sun. Each night, as the mountain exhaled a cool, fragrant breeze, the otters prepared for a journey. Not through the forest or up the starlit mountain path, but into the rich realm of dreams. As twilight approached, the otter family's day of splashing and playing came to a close. Otty, the youngest and most curious of the pups, would often linger by the water's edge, watching the sky's colors change and feeling the day's warmth fade into the cool touch of night. "What happens when we dream?" Otty once asked Mama Otter as she gathered her brood close. Mama Otter smiled, brushing a paw over Otty's head. "Dreams," she began, "are where we can swim in rivers of stars and dance with the moon. Their stories our hearts tell us when the world is quiet and we are still enough to listen." Papa Otter, robust and playful, nudged Otty with a wink. "Dreams are like the creek," he chimed in, his voice mingling with the soothing sounds of the water. "They can be calm and clear, reflecting what's in our hearts, or they can be wild and rushing, taking us on grand adventures." The family settled into their den as the light dimmed, the soft moss cradling them gently. "It's important to be present with the creek, with each other, and with the night," Granddaughter said, her voice a gentle rumble in the quiet. "In dreams, like in waking, being fully where you are is the secret to peace. Adi thought about this, watching as the first stars peeked out from the velvet sky. The cool, fragrant breeze that the mountain breathed was like a lullaby, inviting each otter to rest and drift into the world behind their closed eyes. In this space, the family found a profound connection, a shared stillness that each night would bring. The creek itself seemed to hum a tune for dreaming, a soft melody that whispered of journeys yet to be. "Close your eyes," said Mama Otter. "Let the mountain song fill you up. Let the creek's rhythm calm your mind. Here is where dreams begin." With that, the otters curled up together, their breathing becoming slow and deep. The world around them grew still, save for the occasional rustle of leaves or a distant owl's call. Adi felt a gentle tug at his heart, a call to the dream realm, where imagination crafted tales as rich and vivid as the waking world. Tonight, Adi's dream was of a great gathering of creek creatures, where otters were the hosts, and the language was laughter. The waters of the creek shone with the light of fireflies, the mountain's shadow a comforting cloak wrapped around them. In the morning, the family would share their dreams over a breakfast of fresh fish and cool creek water at the sheltered bend of Sleep Mountain's Lazy Creek. But for now, they journeyed in dreams, each to their own adventure, yet always together in the heart of the mountain's embrace. As the first light of dawn crept over the horizon, the otter family stirred from their shared slumber. Adi was the first to rise, eyes sparkling with the remnants of the night's dream.
"I sailed on a river of moonlight," the little otter declared with a yawn, recalling the vividness of the night's adventures. Mama Otter chuckled softly, her whiskers twitching in the cool morning air. "Tell us, Adi, what you saw on your journey," she prompted, engaging her pup's storytelling as a way to deepen the peace that dreams can bring. With the family gathered round, Adi spoke of the dream with bright enthusiasm. "The fish jumped up and kissed the stars, and I swam with them, leaping high into the sky until I could touch the moon's face with my paw." The family listened, their hearts light with the joy of Adi's innocent wonder. Papa Otter, who had been quietly watching the sun's ascent, turned to Adi and nodded approvingly. "In our dreams, we find courage and delight that we can bring back to the waking world," he said. "Remember how it feels to fly with the fish and touch the stars. It will make you brave and strong." Grand Otter,
with her wise old eyes reflecting the still water, spoke next. In my dream, I was the creek itself, flowing from the mountain's heart down to the valley. I felt the earth cradle me, and the trees bend to whisper their secrets. Her voice was like the murmur of the creek, steady and calm. The family reflected on Grand Otter's words, feeling a connection to the creek and the mountain that deepened as she spoke. Dreams can show us what it's like to be another, to feel the world from a different view, Grand Otter mused. They teach us compassion and understanding. As the morning grew brighter and the creek began to bubble with life, the otters took to the water, washing away the last traces of sleep. Their movements were full of grace and ease, guided by the peace of their dreams. With each flip and dive, they carried the tranquility of the night into the bustle of the day. Breakfast was a cheerful affair, with Ottie and the other pups chasing their meal in a game that was as much about play as it was about finding breakfast. The creek provided for them, as it always had, with a bounty that was both earned and given freely by the generous spirit of Sleep Mountain. Through the rest of the day, the family would often pause and close their eyes, just for a moment, to recall the feeling of their dreams. They understood that the richness of dreaming was not just for the night. It was a treasure to be carried within, a source of strength and joy that could illuminate even the most ordinary moments. In the soft, lingering glow of the evening, they prepared once again for the night's embrace. The otters felt gratitude for their dreams that were much more than just idle nighttime wanderings. They were the subtle teachers, the quiet whisperers of wisdom, and the painters of soulful desires that shaped their world, awake or asleep. As they settled in, Papa Otter shared his dream from the night prior, a vivid recollection of soaring above Sleep Mountain, where the air was crisp and the world unfolded beneath him like a patchwork of greens and browns and blues. "I flew with the eagles," he said, "up where the wind sings of freedom." His family listened, rapt with attention, as he described the majestic peaks and the vastness of the forest that sprawled beneath the mountain's gaze. "When you fly high enough, everything seems possible. You see how all the creeks and rivers connect, flowing together, each part essential to the whole." Mama Otter, always keen to find the lesson in stories, added, "Such dreams remind us to look beyond what's in front of us, to see the bigger picture, and to find our place within it." as darkness enveloped their home and the stars began their nightly show. The otters felt a deep sense of interconnectedness with the world around them. To dream is to journey beyond our den, to learn the secrets of the sky and earth, Grand Otter said, her voice barely above a whisper. The night's quiet was a canvas for their thoughts, and each otter took a moment to reflect on the lessons from Papa Otter's dream. Otty, still full of the day's playfulness, thought hard about flying and what it could mean for an otter who loved the water. Maybe I can dream of flying under the water with the fish and the plants, Otty pondered aloud. That's the spirit, Mama Otter replied. In dreams, you can do anything. And when you awaken, you bring a little of that magic back into the world. Their conversation faded as their eyes grew heavy. One by one, the otters settled into their bed of moss, letting the rhythmic sound of the creek lull them toward sleep. In their mind's eye, they held the image of Papa Otter soaring high above the mountain, and with those thoughts, they embraced the adventures that awaited them. The otters soon found themselves each in their own unique dreamland. Otty's dream transformed the creek bed into a deep, mysterious underwater sky where schools of rainbow trout twinkled and frogs floated like comets. The young otter swam with agility, twirling around the aquatic constellations, feeling great joy in the freedom of his underwater flight. Meanwhile, Mama Otter found herself walking along the creek, talking with the animals she met, each sharing their tales and wisdom. Her dream journey was one of understanding and connection, learning the languages of the other creatures that called sleep mountain home. Papa Otter's wings of dream flight carried him over new terrains, teaching him the vastness and beauty of their world. And Grand Otter flowed once more as the creek, feeling the pulse of the earth and the cycle of the seasons through the water's journey. Come morning, as the first rays of sunlight peeked through the leaves, the family awoke with a new sense of wonder and a deep appreciation for their home and for each other. They were ready to live another day fully, to play, to learn, and to love, with the knowledge that when night fell again, new dreams would offer them another magical world to explore. With the new day came a gentle rain, pattering on the leaves and tapping rhythmically on the surface of the creek. The Otter family watched the raindrops create ripples that danced across the water, each circle interacting with others in a beautiful ballet. The rain brought the pitter-patter of droplets, the deep thrum of water rushing down from Sleep Mountain, and the soft whispers of the forest. Otty snuggled close to Mama Otter, finding comfort in the familiar scent of her fur mixed with the fresh, earthy petrichor that filled the air. Raindrops are like little lessons from the sky, Mama Otter said, her eyes reflecting the gray light. They come to us with stories from above, and we listen to what they tell us about the clouds and the sun behind them. Papa Otter, ever the dreamer, spoke thoughtfully. In my dream tonight, I might be a raindrop, he mused, falling freely, joining the creek, and traveling to unknown places. The otters took the day to rest, their cozy den providing shelter from the damp and chilly world outside. It was a time for stillness, and for sharing stories of past rains and the floods and flowers they brought. Ottie played quietly, inventing games that mimicked the journey of a raindrop. As night approached and the rain ceased, a mist rose from the earth, shrouding the creek in mystery. The world seemed to slow down, and the otters moved more contemplatively, their play tempered by the calm that had settled over the landscape. The mist is like a dream that's come down to visit us, Grand Otter said, a dream that wraps itself around the mountain, hugging the trees and rocks. The family agreed, feeling the mist's embrace as they prepared for their nocturnal journey into the world of dreams. Tonight, the soft hush of the mist seemed to promise dreams of a quiet, thoughtful nature. Dreams that would carry the essence of the rain and the secrets it held. As sleep once again enveloped them, their dreams were serene and reflective. Ottie dreamt of being a raindrop, but discovered that each drop was also a mirror, reflecting the world in a shimmering sphere. In the dream, every reflection was a story, and as Ottie touched other drops, new stories unfolded, teaching the little otter about compassion and connection. Mama Otter's dream was a slow dance, moving with the mist that drifted through the forests and over the creek. She felt her spirit meld with the fog, becoming part of the greater whole, spreading thin and wide, touching all she loved. Papa Otter's dream of free fall turned into a journey of nourishment, where as a raindrop, he touched the earth, felt the joy of giving life to the plants, and the satisfaction of being part of a cycle that was both timeless and perfect. Grand Otter's dreams took her deep into the mountain's roots, where she became the whisper of water that feeds the great oaks and firs. She felt the strength of the ancient trees and learned the wisdom of the slow, steady growth that defines them. With morning's light, the family awoke refreshed, their hearts full of the quiet truths that the rain had brought them. they emerged from their den to find a world renewed, vibrant with new sprouts and the rich smells of a forest reborn after the rain. As they soaked in the sun's embrace, Otti contemplated the creek's endless journey. "One day," the young otter mused, "I want to explore where this water goes. Beyond the bend, past the meadow, into the unknown." Papa Otter, with a sparkle in his wise old eyes, nodded. "The water's path is much like life, Otti. It twists and turns, rushes and rests, but always moves forward into places that we haven't seen." This curiosity about the creek's path intrigued the family, each pondering the possibilities that lay in the unexplored reaches of the mountain's foot. They began to understand how the creek was like life's journey, flowing into tomorrow with all of its mysteries. That evening, the family nestled close, their hearts beating in sync with the creek's rhythm outside. And as sleep claimed them, they found themselves swept up in a collective dream. Otti was following the creek as it weaved through the landscape of their dreams, the family floating alongside, experiencing the dream through Otti's senses, their eyes wide with wonder at the unfolding journey. They traveled over pebble-strewn beds that whispered of ancient times, and under the moon's silent gaze that seemed to know every secret the mountain kept. In the dream, Otti moved with a brave heart, unafraid of the dark or the dense forest. Instead, there was simply a sparkling curiosity, a yearning to understand the essence of the creek's whispered lore. When morning brushed the night sky with hues of amber and rose, the otters awoke, and Otti shared the vivid details of the night's dream. "The creek knows where it's going, even when it meanders out of sight," Otti declared with a newfound reverence. "It just trusts the earth to guide it along." After a day spent fishing in the deepest pools of the creek, the shades of twilight began to meld with the evening stars, and the family's conversation hummed with Otti's evolving perspective. The young otter's dreams had inspired a shift in their collective view. Life was an embrace of the shadow, the light, and all the paths that weave through them. Through Otti's eyes, they saw their world anew, full of uncharted places that beckoned with soft, thrilling calls to adventure. It was an invitation to experience life not as a series of destinations, but as a journey of encountering the unknown. That night, Otti dreamt not of a singular adventure, but of a labyrinth filled with paths the creek had traversed. In this dream world, the family swam with the current, under moon bridges and through canopies of whispering leaves. They passed by other dreamers, the deer, the raccoons, and the wise old trees, each a silent guardian of the mountain's lore. The journey was about the collective pulse of life they shared with the mountain and its creatures, and Ottie felt a deep connection to all of it, a reverence for the dance between knowing and discovering. As dawn painted the sky in streaks of gold, the otters began to stir, once again carrying the serenity of the creek's endless flow into their waking world. Ottie, in particular, felt a profound sense of kinship with the creek's journey, a path laid out by nature, moving steadily towards the unknown. And throughout the days that followed, the otter family ventured further along the creek, each step a gentle foray into new experiences, with Ottie's appreciation for the uncharted world continuing to blossom. As what was once distant and unknown became familiar and welcomed, the Otter family learned that their journey, with all its twists and turns, was an endless source of both wisdom and joy. Good night.